We solved the case, but we couldn't recover the diamonds.
To this day, the gems stolen in the world's greatest ever diamond heist are still unaccounted for. A staggering $100 million mystery. They may have been sold in the shadowy corners of the international market, slipping back into the legitimate supply chain. Perhaps finding their way onto the delicate fingers of proud brides-to-be, who have no idea that the gems on their glittering engagement rings were stolen in one of the world's most infamous robberies. Antwerp's diamond squad couldn't find the diamonds, but they had found a trail of blood diamonds leading back to Sierra Leone and Sammy Osaili. Having survived his foray back into the war-ravaged state, he continued to buy blood diamonds from the safety of his hotel suite in the capital of neighboring Liberia. He bought more than $20 million worth of blood diamonds in just 6 months, funded by Antwerp diamond merchant Aziz Nassour, supporting vicious rebels who were killing, mutilating, raping, and terrorizing people in Sierra Leone. Couriers would smuggle the illicit diamonds back to Antwerp, where they were sold on the legitimate market at huge profit. But Antwerp's diamond squad arrested and interrogated six of his couriers, suspecting that Sammy Osaili and his accomplice Aziz Nassour were also dealing in weapons to pay for their blood diamonds. When the diamond smuggler ventured back to Belgium in April 2002, police were waiting for him at the arrivals hall.
Osaili and Nassour were charged for money laundering. Second of all, of course, dealing in conflict diamonds. They were buying goods that were under embargo at that time.
Another indictment was for arms trading. Aziz Nassour fled Belgium and returned to Lebanon, while Sammy Osaili stayed to fight the weapons charge.